The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter and 16th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Advocate comes, whom I'll send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I do not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you hear it? Did you see it? Because I sat there for a good long time saying, yep, the air conditioner is going to turn off as soon as I get up front. And it did. So I can't show you what I was seeing. But did anybody else see it or hear it this morning? I'm going to warn the radio listeners that I'm going to take about 15 seconds of quiet, so please don't turn your dial. But listen and look around you for 15 seconds. What do you see? What do you hear? Anybody see it? Anybody hear it? Anybody heard it yet today? Please tell me somebody else saw the flags moving with the air conditioner. Oh, good. See, that was the whole thing. I was going to point it out to you, but the air conditioner turned off. But did you hear it before that? Did you hear the Spirit? Maybe. Well, let me just tell you, language is complex. Spirit is no different. It's complex. And I thought there is no better time than music here today. All this music going on that we learn a new language. Anybody know what this is? I'm skipping the choir because they know everything about music. Anybody out there know what this is? A forte. Anybody not know what that was? This is not a test. You're not going to fail. I'm just curious because I'm going to put this in a language. Do you know what a forte does? Louder. All right. Yep. All right. So now if you didn't know this was a forte and you didn't know what it does, whenever you see an F, get a little louder. Get louder. That's what. So I'll put that in a language you might understand. F, get louder. It's not for failure. Anybody know what this is? Anybody? Anybody? A dotted half note. What if I told you it's just a period? So anytime you see a period next to a note, add a beat, especially on this half note. So make it just a little bit longer. Now I'm going to talk about one that we talked about in choir this week. Anybody know what this is?
Fermata.
Fermata? Yep. Don't. You asked another question, but it's correct. It is a fermata. Anybody know what this eye does? Anytime you see an eye, what should you do to your director? Look, watch, look at Ben, look. When you see that, look. So when you see the eye, it's a hint, look. Putting that in a language that we can understand. And one final one, what is this? A crescendo. And when you hear crescendo, what does it say? When the Pac-Man opens up, what's he about to do? He's going to yell at those ghosts. So get louder! Pac-Man's going to yell at those ghosts. That's maybe a language we still don't understand. But gets louder. Language is complicated. You know what they mean. You might know what they are. You might know them by different terminologies. It's complicated. Music has those things. Language, if my total knowledge of the Bible was based on Greek, I would fail. Because I did not do well in Greek. Language was not my strong suit. Language isn't all everything I can understand. I have to learn it and see it in different ways. And there are many ways we understand things in our own language. You fix the car, you say, the doohickey is making a lot of noise. The thingamajig is squealing. I don't know what that is, but I know it's supposed to stop the car. Shouldn't be squealing. But car mechanics say, yeah, that's your brakes. Not a good thing. We have our own language, and the Spirit works in our language too. I'm drawn to this part that says, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. Our own languages. Pentecost is not a one-time event. The Spirit was working in the Old Testament with David, with the kings. The Spirit, the breath moved over the waters in the beginning. It was there in many parts. People just didn't always know it was there. It was with Jesus. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. We say that in the Apostles' Creed. He promises that advocate. The Spirit is there guiding him. And it's here with us too. But sometimes we hear it in a language we just didn't think we would understand. Or sometimes it is speaking to us in that language others don't understand, but we do. That message of Christ is risen, how does it speak to us today in our own language? Well, I asked Amy to help me out this morning because I want you to hear this in another language. You probably know it. Anybody? We hear it? There's even a choir. Sing along if you know it. Hallelujah, suffer to redeem our love. Hallelujah. Thank you. I didn't even ask the choir to sing. They jumped right in there. Did you hear that? Now, if that's not the Spirit, I don't know what is. The Spirit speaks to us in different languages that Christ is risen, he's risen indeed. Not just in English. Sometimes we hear it in music. Did you listen to the piano piece that was played? Did you hear the Spirit? I was listening to the text for today from Acts. I could hear the Spirit in those really fast parts, the fire, the intensity. And then it got to that point that sounded more like you just know Peter's up there giving a grand speech, a grand sermon. You could hear it, the good news being spread. Whenever I hear some of those hymns, there's just something in me that lights up. The Spirit reminding me of that promise without even hearing one word. We hear it in music. We hear it when we're outside in the peace and quiet. I've heard of people working with their cows that have heard the Spirit through just working with their cows. They know the presence of God in their lives. You've probably felt it at different times. You might not always know what it is because sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes language is generational, regional, and personal in many different ways. And it continues to speak to us in ways that we understand. We might not be able to speak. We might be able to sign it, what we're feeling. We might be able to understand it through what we hear, through music. We might not have the words, and yet our actions do something completely different. We might not know what it is we're called to do in life, and yet we go there. We might come here on Pentecost Sunday and see the wind blowing. We might not. But it probably speaks to you in different ways. It does speak to you in different ways. Pentecost is not just a one-day event. On that day, the Advocate, the Spirit, was let loose. And it wasn't just for select people. It went to everybody. And it speaks to us today. In our own languages, we hear about God's deeds and powers. We hear that Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. So let me ask you again. Do you hear it? Can you feel it? Can you see it? Do you know it's there? Because it's always there, speaking to you individually in ways that you can understand. The gospel continues to speak through the Spirit to you in many different ways. And it will go on and on forever. Thanks be to God for that Spirit and for it not being a one-day event, but an everyday event. Amen.